Step back. Dr. Harris, do you or your legal counsel have any additional remarks or questions?
No, thank you.
Okay. And are there any other questions from board members? Okay, so instead of Dr. Mosley and I discussed, instead of voting on this particular case right now, we actually want to move now to 2361 with Christopher Dordo. So if you and your attorney would like to come forward. Okay. If you can state your name for the record, and then I will swear you in.
Dr. Christopher Dordo.
Okay, thank you. And again, do we need to go over, I mean, this is the same summary and all of that. So procedurally.
I don't think so, as long as they're good.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, Dr. Dordo, at this time, I'd like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. And would you just state your name for the record as well?
It's Ray Richardson, representing Dr. Dordo.
Great, thank you. Okay, Dr. Dordo, we would now like to give you or your attorney an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
I just have a few quick statements.
Sure.
We agree with the statements by Dr. Harris's counsel regarding the dog's presentation and interpretation of the radiographs. We would also note that Dr. Dordo did not order the HCTH test. That was ordered by Dr. Landman after she consulted with the owner. And that Dr. Dordo reasonably believed that he had transferred the care to Dr. Landman when he consulted with her regarding the dog's test results, and she took the dog's chart with her for the rest of the day. And Dr. Dordo is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you. Do any board members have questions for Dr. Dordo?
Hi. So describe how your involvement with this case began on 11/30.
I'm sorry, what?
How did your involvement with the case begin on 11/30?
Okay, on the date. The dog came in as, well, when I got there, the Mac was already there. He was on the radiograph table.
Okay.
And I was to interpret the radiograph that was taken. The dog was in as a veterinary technician appointment. So it was not under me, but I looked at the x-ray to start with. Does that answer your question?
So it started with Matt came in for a radiograph and he was on the table when you came in, and then your involvement was obviously going to be reading the radiograph. How else did you view your role in the case that morning? I mean, are you now, you know that Dr. Harris isn't there, right? I mean, that's
correct.
Day
she
off.
Was off. She was off on Wednesdays by this point, so she was off that day.
So at this point, would you consider it your case?
I did not consider it my case. I was willing to start doing the work that the dog was coming in for at that time.
Okay, but it was still Dr. Harris's case.
It was Dr. Harris's case, but her not being there meant it was not her case because she wasn't there.
Okay. But you were to evaluate the radiographs.
I was the only doctor there at the time, so I evaluated the
So radiograph. Why did you perform an exam?
What is that? I'm sorry.
Why did you perform an exam?
That's a good question. Because the dog did not present the day before as a healthy pet. So I did an exam to follow up with what was done before and that day.
But you wouldn't view that as now you were making medical decisions for taking over the case?
I made medical decisions for it, and it's in my statement as well that I decided to run CBC
yeah.
at that point.
Okay. Did you receive at this point any history on how the patient was doing since the previous day's visit? Or any background on here's where we're at now as far as symptoms in comparison to the day before?
From my recollection, this case was seven months ago. From my recollection, the dog was not moving as well, not eating, I believe. pretty similar to the previous day. I'm not sure if there how much discrepancy there was between that, but not significant improvement, if anything.
Okay. We have some information that Mac was down instead of walking from the lab lobby to our treatment area. He was carried by one of our technicians. Were you aware of that?
He was on the table when I got there. I wasn't aware of.
And no one told you we had to carry this dog?
I don't recall that information.
Okay. And the statement was he was overall very lethargic, so you weren't aware of that.
I wasn't told that piece of information, but he was on the table when I was there, so they were about to take an x-ray or had just taken an x-ray by that point.
Okay. So Matt was there from that morning appointment for the radiograph until the end of the day. Is that right?
From the records, he was there till the end of the day. I don't even know what time he went to, but he was there for a certain amount of time. But we'll get to that in other questions I'm sure you guys have for me.
Yeah. So he was there all day. For now, that's
the okay.
Point. Okay. Did you provide any treatment for Mac on 11/30/22?
No treatments. It was just the diagnostics and then following up with things that we're going to cover in your other questions that you're going to ask me.
So you were aware of the previous day's treatments? You read the record?
I was aware of that and the findings of the x-rays, yes.
Okay. And having him there all day, was there any concern about the duration of effect of sub-Q fluids or injectable antibiotics? Should they be followed up on? There was any concern on your part about following up with additional treatments on 11/30?
So the question I was waiting for you to get to was why I may not have. So when I got those results of the x-ray that was taken and the CBC, I brought that up to Dr. Lehman when she came in. And then we talked about, I gave her the full rounding on the case, and it was decided with her and Ms. Macias that there was going to be an ACTH stimulation to be done by that time. So that's why I didn't do anything additional, because I had referred this case to her and rounded it off.
Okay. So your statement said that you reviewed several of the previous day's radiographs and they appeared unproblematic. And I got confused listening to the testimony of the IC. Did that include the last radiograph of 11/29/22?
The day that I saw Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you saw all the radiographs and viewed them?
You know, that is a good question, because I don't know if any of you are familiar with what is the program called? I don't remember. Someone closed the studies after the last two x-rays. So it showed up as three different studies on that day. So I hit today. And there was probably like eight studies that showed up. So if I saw every single one, I don't know offhand, but I saw at least whichever ones I clicked on.
And
so it may have been one study, it may have been two studies, it may have been all of them. I just don't know offhand.
And you didn't ask the technical staff how many were taken?
It wasn't documented.
I need to see them all.
I didn't see it documented in the chart. It just said whatever it says on the records there.
Okay. And have you had an opportunity to review that particular radiograph, the last one on 11/29, following the filing of this complaint?
Review that last x-ray? Yeah.
Why on the follow-up radiographs did you not ask for a DD view?
It was a standard of care at this practice in that regard.
Okay, so you were just following the practices,
yeah.
Standard of care. So describe the circumstances under which a text was sent to Dr. Landman after the follow-up radiograph was taken. Who did it, what was said, why, and so forth on that.
You're talking about like cell phone text messaging?
Yes.
I have not revisited my text messages on this case, and I don't even know what was said on it. But if anything, it was probably a picture of the x-ray saying, what do you think?
What do you think?
Is that what I said? I mean,
yeah.
You could probably let me know because I don't have those receipts.
Well, all we have is some testimony that was a specific question. Is this a bloat? Is this GDP?
Okay.
That was, so I'm asking you if you can recall what you told the technician to text to Dr. Lane.
Oh, was it? Did the text not come from my phone? It came from someone else's phone?
It came from a technician.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that could have been said. I know the owner had come in because she was suspecting a foreign body or an obstruction. So I asked Dr. Lehman when she was there, do you think this could be a foreign body? This is what the dog presented for. Mm-hmm. And just the actions that were taken were just the actions that you've mentioned already.
But you don't recall what the text was actually?
No, I don't, honestly. I don't know whose phone it was.
Or how about the
response? Is she here today?
The response, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I'm sorry.
You state that you did your exam of the patient on the radiograph table?
I did,
he was
yes.
Laying on the radiograph
yes.
table? And the record indicates skin and coat normal, so I assume you felt he was hydrated. Is that where you would put him?
His coat was normal. He was, I'd say, moderately, maybe had like moderate skin torture.
And you were aware, like we mentioned, that sub-Q fluids were given the day before?
Yes.
Okay. But, and now maybe he was
by that time
a little bit dehydrated.
It was not a full 24 hours since he probably had the sub-Q fluids, because this was like 8:30, 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when the treatments were done. I think early in the day, but that's fine. So based on that, and particularly for hydration, you didn't see a need to continue any supportive fluid therapy?
I did not initiate that at the time. I was collecting data still. Because the first thing I had said is I decided to run the CBC at that point.
Right. What does rigid non-painful mean?
I didn't write rigid on the paper, but I also did not cross it out. The technician wrote the rigid.
Oh,
I
so added, it's a template?
It was, what do you mean?
There's pre-put in there and then you cross out what's not true?
No, someone wrote rigid.
Someone wrote rigid
on there.
Oh,
and I added non-painful.
Okay.
So I would have said tense more than rigid.
Okay.
Not my vocabulary, but I didn't modify it.
Would it be common practice in that hospital for someone to write on your exam sheet a finding on the dog without initialing it at least?
It was common practice. I'm not sure if that's, I don't know exactly what you think about that, but We could all modify it if a technician felt more brazen to add and do an evaluation and write something down that would help the doctor not have to write as much. Sometimes they would go ahead and write something that they would feel would be helpful or that would be a finding.
And not initial it.
And not initial it. We would initial it after something was crossed out for sure though.
Okay. He was laying on the table. How did you palpate the abdomen?
I put one hand under him and one hand on top, and I felt
okay.
Like that.
How did you determine, with Matt laying on the radiograph table, that he had a weak hind end?
I didn't write that one then, but he had a weakness to him. So the weak hind end was seen from them probably carrying him in.
So that was probably another example where a technician wrote weak hind end on the record and didn't initial it. And
right. But when we got blood from him, we sat him up and then he was weak on the back end. So I mean, I didn't see him walk and have a weak hind end, but it was just he had a weakness to him. Usually I find it's with the back end versus the front. But general weakness.
So he was weak at this point.
I think he was weak the day before.
Agreed. So why did you order a CBC?
I looked at his gums and they looked pale. So I mean, I could have done like a hematocrit. I decided to just run a CBC in-house and get immediate results that way.
So So it was based on mucous membrane color.
Based on mucous membrane color.
And then subsequently, when you found out that he was not anemic, what was then your assessment of those?
Assessment was, it seemed like he had some sort of infection, some sort of big infection going on. It was a change from the day before.
And would you shock? Would you that also be on your septic shock or any kind of shock?
It could have been on there. And I discussed those things with Dr. Lehman when she got in, not shortly after that. But at the same time, we were doing. We have rooms going on, and we have inpatient, we have surgeries coming in, and the staff is going around like crazy. So by that time, I think she had arrived, and I had discussed the whole case with her.
Okay. Yep, so that. So did you compare the results of the CBC differential with the previous day CBC?
I saw the difference, yeah.
You looked at it and saw. So did you have a differential for why you had such an extremely low neutrophil count?
Well, I started thinking about the possible obstruction issue that the client had brought the dog in for the previous day, which was the complaint.
That makes sense.
The primary reason that she was suspicious of the dog having to go in for.
Okay. So now with the pale mucous membranes and the low differential, the neutrophil count being so low, what significance or did that prompt action on your part, or was it merely then going to Dr. Lehman?
Well, if it was something that required an exploratory, which for the possible obstruction, it could have been exploratory or foreign body surgery. Mm-hmm. I brought up as like, is this a possible exploratory? And this is, so that was for a surgery day. I brought it up as something that could be added to that list of patients.
So that was my next question about the initial conversation with Dr. Lehman on 11:30. She's come in now. She saw the radiograph via text. And now you went to her to discuss things. Is that accurate at that point? Okay. Did you discuss the radiograph that she took that morning at that point?
I mean, I should. So apparently she got the x-ray via text already. And then, you know, I was like, their x-rays are back there, and I walked her to the blood work machine, the IDEX in-house one, where you can see it on the screen.
Right.
I said, this is what the blood work is today, and the dog is brought in for a possible obstruction. So I said, like, what do you think? Mm-hmm. And then it carried on that she spoke to the owner. I didn't know she went to go speak to the owner, and so she told me.
Right.
And then they were going to do an ACTH stimulation test, which was approved by the owner.
Right. Without your knowledge.
I was told about it.
You were told about it. Did you specifically discuss exploratory surgery with Dr. Lehman? Hey, what do you think? Is this?
I mentioned it. I mentioned it as like, is this something you think you want to cut for?
Okay. So that's your recollection of the term. Do you think we should cut this dog? We all
I'd
use
say
that
cut
term
or do surgery.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way.
Okay. And the conversation with Dr. Lehman regarding the neutrophil count, at this time, was this the same time you had that discussion?
It was the same time. I had to stop her because she was moving around and she's very popular. I stopped her, I walked her to the blood work machine. I said, I need to talk to you. And I made her look at the blood work. So I really had to really get her attention for it. I did.
Okay. So, when did you find out and from whom that Dr. Lehman had ordered an ACTH stim test? How did you find out?
How did I find out? Someone told me.
Just a technician. Some, told
7 months
you.
Ago, someone told me.
The dog is now.
So we're running an ACTH stim.
Okay. But nothing was discussed with you prior to that about doing that test. It just happened without your knowledge.
Correct.
Okay. So, was that when you first determined that Dr. Lehman was taking over the case?
Yes.
During that first conversation?
After I found out that she had initiated the ACTH stim and then had spoken with the client about it.
Okay. Did you have any direct conversations with the owner on 11:30?
I did not.
Okay. are on release. I believe we had some information that maybe you had left your shift before the dog was released. Is that possible, probable?
I don't think so. No one ever, you can't leave before 6 o'clock. It's just kind of like you don't check out until that hospital's hours are closed. Sometimes you stay till 2 in the morning, but.
And we got some late information, and one of the statements was that you refused to speak with the client.
I don't know what that is about, to be honest. And I saw that in the statements and the stuff that was given to me. The only thing I can think of, sorry, my lawyer hates me for this, but the only thing I can think of is perhaps I didn't want to speak to her yet because I didn't have answers, and we were still running like a CBC, we were running diagnostics and trying to figure out what was going to be the next step. So I didn't want to just talk to her about it until we knew what the next step would be. And that was apparently the ACTH stem.
And at this point, she was in the reception area.
I didn't know she was there. I thought maybe she had dropped off her pet.
So you didn't know where the client was?
I didn't realize it at the time.
And then the next morning, you had a conversation with the owner regarding the results of the ACTH stem. And so that was the first direct conversation.
That was the first time I spoke with her. So I'd never seen her face to face until the last hearing that we had. She gave her statement.
So did you ask how the patient was doing?
I did. She said about the same. I said, was there any improvement? She said he was doing about the same. I don't think she said any worse, but I could be wrong on that. But it wasn't any improvement.
Okay. And that you needed to discuss the case with Dr. Lamb.
I mentioned the result. Well, do you have any specific questions about that?
Yeah.
There's a lot to go in that.
Sure. Your narrative states that you needed to discuss with Dr. Landman. And the questions I have is why, and at this point, whose case are you considering it to be?
So it was customary of Pets Vet that Dr. Harris and I call blood work results, whether they were ours or not. So I can go into specifics about that, but let me get to the point. So I was being proactive in calling this blood work result, and I let her know, like, it's really suspicious because it was suspected that your dog would have Addison's, but it's showing up that your dog has Cushing's. So I said, did you give any prednisone? And I was told that the dog was not giving prednisone. I kind of like rephrased the question maybe 2 or 3 times, and she said nothing was given.
Okay.
Or either one of us misunderstood the other, but my impression was that no prednisone was given. So when Dr. Lamb came in, I talked to her about it. And she said, oh no, she gave it, and it was just shortly before the blood was drawn,
okay,
whatever amount of time that was. And so I was like, okay. Well, I don't understand why I was told the dog wasn't given prednisone.
And then you had another conversation with Dr. Lamman on 12/1/22 regarding the case. Specifically, now you have the results of this ACTH stem. So you had another conversation with her.
On the day the results came in,
the results came back.
Yes, we did.
Okay. So, from what you said, you'd already decided that the case was now Dr. Landman's, and so you continued to believe that Dr. Landman was now the primary doctor on the case.
Yes.
Was anything verbalized between you and Dr. Landman about her taking over the case? Did you guys discuss that? Okay, who's got the ball?
It wasn't as blatant as that. It was the discussion about the conversation she had with the owner and talked about giving the prednisone. And then my impression from her taking the physical copy of the blood work and mentioning that, turning away, I thought she was going to go call the owner and continue the care with the patient.
So you had some results, printed results.
Printed results, yeah. They would come on the fax and we would print them and have physical copies.
And she took that from you and didn't say anything and then just walked away. Is that accurate, or tell me what happened?
She mentioned some of those few details about the prednisone and while going away.
Okay. So then you had if it was Dr. Landon's case, does that explain why there was no further communication by you with the owner on 11:30, even though you told the owner that you would contact her after discussing the case with Dr. Landon?
I mentioned, I don't know exactly the exact wording, but my impression was I said, like, someone will get back to you or I'll get back to you, but if I didn't have the paper, I don't know where the paper went, or leave it in my box. I had a box. It's not in there. It's not, or giving it back to me. It's not like I know you want me to do this.
So
figure something
you're
out.
You're saying it was that someone would get back to her, not necessarily.
Correct. Wording.
Okay. So why do you think Dr. Landon took the physical paper with the lab results from you?
I don't know.
And so you didn't feel a need to call the owner and say, Dr. Landon is now in charge? Didn't think that was a good idea?
Maybe I thought she was going to be called immediately that
yourself.
Morning. I'm sorry. Oh. I mean, in retrospect, it sounds great, doesn't it?
Would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe in retrospect. Okay. Is that all we need to say?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I have.
Question for you. How long did you work at this practice?
6 years, based almost exactly.
Okay. What was the caseload like, generally speaking, or average?
Sometimes double booked, triple booked, very busy, questionable on fully staffed, whatever that means these days. Very busy.
Okay.
That's short answer. Sorry, I'm long-winded.
Okay, that's the only question I have. Thank you. Ms. Solomon?
I was going to ask, so you're no longer working employed there?
I'm not employed there anymore.
Can I ask where you're working now?
I work in Levine in North Scottsdale.
Okay, that's right. Thank you.
Okay.
And yeah, those are still pet locations?
They are under Western Veterinary Partners,
okay.
Under the corporation.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And I just have a couple questions for you real quick. I know Dr. Nosley asked you a bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. So just to reiterate, when you came in on the morning of the 30th, you did not feel at that point in time that Mac was your patient?
Very ambiguous. I did not, short answer is no. I did not think it was my patient.
And then, do you know what time Mac entered into the clinic, the hospital?
I'm not aware of the exact time he came in. It was before I got there.
Okay, and what time did you get there?
8:30. Maybe 8:36.
Okay, fair. Close enough. So between the time of 8:30 and then when Dr. Landon actually requested the ACTH, then would have been around 10:30.
Correct.
Mac was kind of just floating in limbo and nobody was really technically overseeing his case.
It was the process of figuring out diagnostics. So I don't think he got x-rays right at 8:30. I think with the intake of surgery patients and rooms and the slowdown of that, it might have been a little bit longer. I think by the time we got an x-ray and I looked at it, between going from my rooms, which I had a full book of appointments, and looking at those, and then deciding to do a CBC, and that blood being drawn by a technician, it being run, me getting a chance to look at it, it might have already just kind of come to fruition that it was 10:30 by that time,
okay.
Whatever hour.
And then you said that you hadn't spoken to the owner until
The next day.
So there was no estimate or approval to do that CBC?
There was not.
Okay.
There was not. I did it because I was like, we're either going to eat this cost or she could pay for it. I made a decision on my own.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the truth on that one.
Okay. Any other questions by board members? Okay. You two may both step back. And then Ms. McGuire, I'd like to give you an opportunity if you want to come up again and speak. You certainly don't have to, but if you want to. Okay. Unless you have questions.
I have some
specific
questions.
Okay. Would you mind coming forward then? And
Madam Chair, and then can we take everybody?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. So briefly, just describe Mac's condition on the morning of 11:30, the second day, compared to the previous morning. Declining, getting better,
declining,
the same?
Declining. Yeah, he was a puddle on the floor.
Did you relay those concerns and to who? Was mm-hmm. it the staff or?
Well, yeah.
You didn't meet with the doctor. We've established that.
I asked a few times because I had been waiting in the lobby again for a while.
People were coming in and going back, and I was sitting there with him, and he was very uncomfortable, you could tell. When they did come to take him back, I sat and waited, and nobody came to tell me anything for hours. I sat out there. And then finally, I was sitting out there, and then Dr. Landman, I didn't even know who she was.
Can I stop you there? Because we've kind of taken these in order, and we'll have an opportunity. I don't want to jump around from one doctor to so the conversations you had on 11:30 was with the staff at Bell Hall.
Hardly anything at all. I had no idea what was going on or what was the outcome.
Did you give any of the prednisone prescribed by Dr. Harris?
No.
And did you tell that to anyone at the hospital?
Yes.
So who told you the x-rays were clear and there must be something else going on? That was a staff member?
Dr. Landman.
Okay. So when Matt came in that morning again, walked in under his own power, had to be carried. This
help.
Is the second day.
He needed help getting in.
Carried in. And that evening when you picked him up, what was his condition then? Continuing the same, improved, continuing to deteriorate on release and that evening?
Worse.
Mm-hmm.
He could not, the tech was pretty much dragging him out. When he got to my feet, he dropped, and I had my baby and paperwork in my hands, and I had to grab my baby in one hand and him under my other and shuffle out the door and lift him in. I think one of the techs eventually came out to help me lift him into my truck.
And then you made a phone call to the clinic at 5 p.m. on 12-1, and you stated that he was not doing well. So was that, I apologize, I keep asking this question, but you continued to deteriorate through the next.
I actually went through my video footage on my doorbell camera from the first day that I took him when he walked out to the car, and every day until the day that he eventually passed away. He looked horrible.
Okay. And you received no communications with the doctor after your morning conversation with Dr. Gordo on 12-1?
Nope.
Same for 12-2?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Thanks.
Okay. Did anyone have any other questions for... You may sit back, and I apologize. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be back in about 2 minutes, okay? Thank you. We are back in open session. Again, as a reminder, we're on the informal interviews on 2361. At this time, we've heard from the complainant, and then I just wanted to see if Dr. Dordo or your attorney have any additional remarks or information you'd like to share.
I have nothing.
Okay. Are there any more questions from the board members?